I want you to think about this picture. And I want you to think about this bird in the cage. And I want you to think to yourself, how does that bird feel? How's that bird feeling? Any ideas? What about this table? How's this bird feeling? Louder. Trapped. You think happy? What do you think? He's a bit scared in the cage. Confused. Okay. What about some of the adults? Yeah.
Silhouetted.
He feels silhouetted. Well, there's the truth in that.
Content.
Lonely.
Safe from the cat.
Safe from the cat. Who's out of shot. Yeah, okay. He's getting food and water. He's comfortable. But maybe he looks out and he thinks, oh, I don't know. Not sure. Sometimes maybe he thinks, I wish I was with the other birds I can see from the window. But then maybe he thinks to himself, if I was let out of the cage, I might get bird flu. We're doing a series about blessings as we lead up to Easter and how that God blesses us and we're encouraged to bless others. And there's lots of different aspects to that. We found out that God blesses people, whether they're Jesus followers or not Jesus followers, whether they're good people or bad people. The sun comes up every day, the rains come, the seasons move along. God blesses people all the time. But when we open up our lives to Jesus, when we ask him into our lives, it's as if the cage door is opened and we're allowed to fly out and experience so much more of God's blessings and so much more of his goodness. We're released from those feelings of being trapped, maybe, or too frightened to connect with people because of the bird flu. We get to find out that God's love is so big, and he lets us out of the cage, being imprisoned by wrongful thinking, by our mistakes, by what the culture around us is saying and doing. We get to be free. And when Jesus was starting off his ministry to tell the world about God's wonderful love, he said these amazing words. God's Spirit, he said, is on me. He's chosen me to preach the message of good news to poor people, to people stuck in the birdcage. He sent me to announce pardon to prisoners. Not just physical prisoners, who we prayed about today, but people imprisoned in their lives, in their situations, in their thinking, in their understandings. And recovery of sight for the blind, healing, wholeness. To set the burdened and the battered of life free. To announce this is the year of God to act. And the activity of God has gone on and on and on and does so still today. I'm going to tell you a short story. And it relates to something the Apostle Paul, who's a key writer and God sharer and blesser in the second half of the Bible. And he talks in Romans 6 about this whole thing. Who likes chocolate? Most people do. This is Tony's Chocolony. It's very, very, very expensive chocolate, if you ask me. There's a reason for it. Let me read on the back what it says. This is the introduction to my little story. Crazy about chocolate? Well, particularly at the back row seem to be. Serious about people? Hopefully we all are. Hello, this is what it says. Hello there. I'm Tony's Chocolony. I exist to end slavery in the chocolate industry. My mission is to make 100% slave-free the normal in chocolate. Together with you, together we'll make our chocolate 100% slave-free. We're all in it. Read the inside of this wrapper. There's still many people in our world today who live in slavery. Literal slavery. I mean, they've got no control over their lives at all. They just have to do what they're told. And Mary, made up name, was one of these slaves. She lived in a country where slavery was still allowed. It was legal. And she'd been a slave all her whole life. And when she'd go into town, people ignored her. They were rude to her. They could even beat her, be really nasty, say horrible things to her, even spit on her. Nasty, nasty. One day, the law changed in that country. And slavery was stopped. It was what's called abolished. Can't have slaves anymore. Everybody is equally valuable. And so Mary and her friends had a great big party. Fantastic. We're free. The cage door is open. As it were. A few days later, Mary goes back into town. And the people treated her the same way as they'd always done. They were nasty to her. They ignored her. They were rude to her. They'd push her over. They could spit on her, do whatever they wanted. But it's a test for Mary. Is she going to go the way of freedom that she now has? Or is she going to stick with slavery? Is she going to keep hold of her new status as a free woman? Or is she going to go back to the old way, the caged way? It's the hardest thing in the world to act in your new status. You're still thinking in the old ways. It's a bit like going to the high school, but you still think like you're in junior school. Or you're in junior school, but you still think you're in nursery. And when you become a follower of Jesus, your whole world changes, but you can still be thinking in the old ways. But Jesus has come to open the cage door and to release you and to bring freedom and hope and new beginnings. Another way to look at it is my grandmother, Nana Bird, who I love very much. Nana Bird, she lived, and I told you a little bit of this story, she lived in Bristol in the war, and the street opposite got blown up. So her and the family moved to Plymouth. A couple of weeks ago, you might have seen in the news that they found a massive bomb in Plymouth from the Second World War. And to move it, they had to cut off the whole town, get most of the people out of the area, take it to the coast, take it out to sea and blow it up. It was a scary place to be. After about a year living there, they then moved to Cornwall and it was quiet for the rest of the war for them. But every decade after that, she always had loads and loads and loads of tins of food because she still was thinking about the war. She was living in peace. That was what was going on. She had peace, but she still lived in the war. And she always struggled with that. We have, as Jesus followers, lots of blessings, lots of wonderful things we can do for people, but we still live in the old thinking. We're too frightened to get out of the cage. The Apostle Paul speaks about this. Romans chapter 6, I'm reading from the Message version. What we believe is this. He's talking to Christians. If you get included in Christ's sin-conquering death, we also get included in his life-saving resurrection. From now on, think of it this way. You're dead to sin and alive to God. That's what Jesus did. This means, verse 12 to 14, don't even run little errands that are connected with the old way of life. Don't go back in the cage. Don't think the old ways. Make sure you keep thinking in the new ways, the Jesus ways. Throw yourself wholeheartedly. That means completely, full time, remembering that you've got new life in Jesus. Sin can't tell you how to live. After all, you're not living under the old regime, the old oppression any longer. What you're doing, last few lines, you're living in the freedom of God. And as free people, whether we're 7 years old, 77, 109, I'm not saying you're 109, Trevor, 109, whatever age you are, you can be somebody who impacts your world for good. You can impact your neighbor for good. You can impact your community for good. We've heard about different ways that can happen. Maybe in a prison, it can be helping people with understanding how to use their money well. It might be just simply saying, I'm thinking of you tomorrow when you've got that appointment at the hospital. We're talking out specifically today about blessing people with words, of which we've been commissioned and have authority to do from God Almighty. How do we do that? How do you bless the person in front of you? Time is going on, so I'm going to move straight to how we do it. Can we go to slide number 5, please? How do you bless somebody? You do it by saying their name. Be specific. Then you say, I bless you in the name of Jesus. The important thing is to say the name of Jesus. And then you say that God may do whatever he wants to do. So I've got in bold print there, Mary, I bless you in the name of Jesus that God may give you confidence into the future. Jackie, I bless you in the name of Jesus that God will give you wisdom and know when to speak and when not to speak when you're in council meetings in Khan. Spoken blessing. It's the name. I bless you. In the name of Jesus. That's the key thing. Because God the Holy Spirit is here. And he's with you. He can hear that. And he moves on it. What happens after that? That's up to God. But you've spoken the blessing. And if we'd had more time, I'd unpick that a bit more. Next slide, please. What things can you bless for? Acronym. That's a fancy word for what's happening on the board there. So B is for body, L for labor, E for emotion, S for social, S for spiritual. There's some ideas, but that's a very limited scope. It could be much wider than that. You could even just pick them out of the Bible if you wanted. Go back to this back one, please. Thank you. Now, how do you introduce that? Marcus, I would say, would it be okay if I used encouraging words to bless you? And then Marcus makes his decision up. But I'm just using that line there. It's just somewhere you need to ask their permission. You've got to be sensitive with it. You don't sort of grab them and say, I'm going to bless you. All right? God's going to sort your life out, mate. Not going to work. Oh, it'd be interesting to hear some stories if you did that. And I'll come and visit you in prison. Would it be okay for me to bless you with some encouraging words? Or may I bless you? And then you say their name. Then you say, I'll bless you in the name of Jesus, and then what you're blessing them for. It ain't rocket science, but what it is, it's a calling on each of our lives to make a difference with spoken words. We make a difference in acts of service. We make a difference as we pray. We make a difference as we speak out in the authority that we've been given because we're followers of Jesus Christ. Not because we're geniuses, not because we're super holy people, not because you've done 3 years as a degree in something or other, blah-de-blah, fill in the gaps. But because of who God is, and that it calls us to take these steps of faith and say, may I bless you, Helen. May I bless you, Chris. May I bless you. May I bless you. May I bless you. What a privilege. It is a privilege. But the more people that are on it, the more of God's blessing goes out. It's not a professional thing. And when the disciples started doing this, and if we again, we haven't got time to really unpack that, but when the disciples started doing it, they felt nervous. They would have done. But that what Jesus said to them, I want you to go out and practice. And when you go to somebody's house, bless that house. Bless that household. The Methodist worship book, and I've got a great big one, it says in there, bless a house. So you go there, and I've done it a number of times, and you bless the house. But anybody can bless the house. It's for everybody. But you need to practice. Next slide. Hope I haven't labored that too much. What can you bless for? All sorts. Next slide, please. So, would it be okay if I say encouraging words for blessing for you? I've just put that in myself. Don't have to do that, but you need to think of something. I want us to have a little practice go. So you could ask your neighbor, can I bless you? And then I've written out one out for you, a really simple one. So name. So if I was doing it to Monica, Monica, I bless you in the name of Jesus that you may come to know everything that's needed for you to have a joyful, loveful, peaceful, thankful life. Well, who doesn't want that? If they don't want it, send them to Corinne to sort them out. Give it a go. Try it out now at your tables. If you feel too embarrassed, that's okay. Pretend you're doing it. But just give it a little bit of a try. I just want you to take the stress of getting out of the cage and jumping and flying. Okay, do a bit of flying. Okay, 3 minutes. Jack, you want to do it? Please, you two do it. We're coming to a close now, wrapping up. Thank you for engaging with that. And may it be that we feel able to try that out. And it'd be great to hear some stories as you take the risks.